I do. I want to go. It is the Urban Nights celebration that gets underway tomorrow night in the heart of downtown Dayton from 5 until 9. It is my pleasure to welcome via the phone line the sponsor relations and events marketing manager. Welcome, Courtney Deutsch.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You must be a nervous wreck right now, or else you're so awesome that all preparations are in place and you're just coasting for the start of the awesome.
You know, we like to say it's the calm before the storm. There's not much more we can do at this point. We're just waiting for tomorrow and getting ready to set up.
It is a, I happened upon this just fabulous, I think it's a 10-page, at least 8-page, you know, full size, 8.5 by 11, each page fold out of the list of opportunities to explore, enjoy, experience, be a part of, dance, sing along, and visit. And it's a richness. It's almost an embarrassment of riches.
We call that our Urban Nights map, and it's basically a program. It lists everything that's happening, all of our participating businesses, art galleries, restaurants, bars, you know, all of our housing that's open, everything that's open on Urban Nights is listed in our map. And it's, like you said, it's a nice full color. It, you know, people use it to plan their night out and decide what they're going to do ahead of time. And we'll print thousands of these. They'll be available downtown tomorrow night. And it's also available for download ahead of time off of our website, downtowndayton.org.
So kids can come to this?
Kids can come to it, yes. You know, we don't really target it towards kids. It's kind of more of an adult, but certainly we welcome children to come down and explore things that are in our center city.
So what is, I mean, there's always such a richness. It's always such a great time and such a multifaceted event. Is there any some different things this year that we can seek out?
Yeah, well, we have three special, we call them hot spots that we are targeting for tomorrow night. These are activities that we're pulling out into the street and programming special areas. The first is on 2nd Street between Main and Jefferson, right out in front of the Kettering Tower there. And we're calling that area Street Art on 2nd, and we'll be programming that street with some activities. DVAC is going to be having a naked Prince Fair out there.
What is that exactly?
There's no nudity involved. They're going to be bringing out some artists who are going to be selling and creating prints. When they say naked, they mean no frame on the print. But there'll be lots of artists out there from all over the city selling and artwork that you can purchase. And then we'll have live bands, there'll be food, we're having beer out on the street. So just a lot of activity out there on 2nd Street. And then our second area is over on St. Clair Street between 3rd and 4th, over by the St. Clair Lofts. That is our Fashion Boulevard. We're working in collaboration with DeFi, which is the Dayton Emerging Fashion Incubator.
That's our beloved Caressa Brown, isn't it?
It is.
Love
exactly.
Her.
Yes, we'll be doing runway shows out there. All of the local businesses right there on the strip will be pulling things out into the street. There'll be makeovers and beauty activities for everyone. They're doing some ambush makeovers. So, again, lots of fun activity out there, food and beer at that location as well. And then, of course, the always popular Oregon District will have a stage as well. In fact, your host is emceeing that stage.
Radio Basim from Behind the Groove will
exactly.
be there.
Out on 5th Street near the trolley stop, we'll have some local bands out there to take a listen to as well.
Yvette Williams, Just Soul will be there, mm-hmm. Here There, Morgan, and Megna and the Majority. Yep. Should be a fabulous time. I think among the sort of cornucopia that is Urban Nights, I just delight that Dayton gets involved with this and makes it happen. I find it somewhat astonishing that people are opening their homes for tours.
Yes, we have a number of different people who live downtown who open up their home, yeah, for people to come through and just take a look at what it might be like to live downtown. So you can get a peek and, you know, maybe you're just curious or maybe you're actually considering moving downtown. You can kind of, it's basically a big open house for some different, some of our finest, downtown housing options.
And there are a lot. I've some of my friends live downtown, and I have occasion to go, and it's just kind of remarkable, really. You don't expect, or at least I didn't, the level of just creativity and comfort, mm-hmm. and of course, so nice to be close to so many things. But how do you identify these people? I mean, I would have to have 2 years' notice before anyone could come through my
home.
You
know, they know that Urban Nights is coming, and we're going to be knocking on their doors asking. I think, at each location, they kind of take turns. People take turns showing off their particular unit, and but I think they like to do it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You can find out more and get an online version of this map at downtowndayton.org. That's just downtowndayton.org. Urban Nights. That is tomorrow, May 9th, from 5 until 10 p.m. This is completely free, mm-hmm. open to the public, and it's 100 plus venues. And basically, all you can say is it's going to be one sweet street party.
Yes. I mean, come on downtown tomorrow night. It's a lot of things going on, like you said, all throughout the core, in the Oregon District, over in Wright Dunbar. Figure out what you are interested in and plan your night.
Plus, another aspect that is helping sort of invigorate and sort of bring energy and opportunity back to that region is what's going on over by Garden Station and the Yellow Cab mm-hmm. Building. Sideshow 9, this will be the 9th year for that. We're going to have some representatives from that on tomorrow. But that's, although not technically, an exact part of Urban Nights, it just is like a beautiful, addition to what's going on.
We love it. Everything's part of it. And like I said, you could spend a whole night over in that area, so... that's what's great about Urban Nights is there's something for everyone.
So I see this Naha Kids area. What's that all about?
You kind of caught me off guard.
Sorry. It's the National Aviation Heritage Area.
Yes,
and educational and fun play activities for the kids, sponsored by the National Aviation Heritage Area. And what a nice, just another example of everybody getting involved. So, all right. Miss Events and Marketing Manager Courtney Deutsch, what's the first thing you're going to do when it gets underway tomorrow night at 5 o'clock?
Well, I'm going to be praying for no rain. And then I'm going to be personally out on 2nd Street. So if you're downtown, hunt me down. Come on down to 2nd Street and get some food and listen to some good bands and check out some art.
Going to be a great time. Another great thing about Dayton, Ohio. Get all the details, downtowndayton.org. That's downtowndayton.org. And see an online version of this really lovely, schedule of events and a map of the locations. Or you can just head on down and pick one up. They'll be available all over the place. I think I'm going to be there. So at 10 o'clock, do they roll up the carpets? Everybody have to go home?
Our event officially ends at 10, but of course, a lot of the bars and restaurants and stuff stay open later. The Oregon District will be hopping much later into the night, and, that's just kind of our official end time, but the party continues for
yeah.
sure.
Courtney Deutsch, thank you. Thank you for doing this good work. Thanks for being involved and in getting people alive and invigorated in our beautiful Gem City. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, and don't let the weather scare you. This is a rain or shine. So even if we have to pack up some of our outdoor activities, lots of things happening inside. Don't be afraid of some sprinkles.
Plus, cityers are prettier in the rain.
That's right.
They are. I picked this song for you. It's been a pleasure to talk. Courtney Deutsch, she does sponsor relations and event marketing and manages all that for Downtown Dayton Partnership. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
This one's for you.
Thank you.